parents were born not too long after the
Yes.
War. So their parents.
I were, now know when they were born.
Your mother?
My mother was born 6 years after my father. My father was born in 1871 in, I think, Newcomers Town, Coshocton. I mean, Ohio, because I knew Coshocton. I used to go there to see my paternal grandmother, whom I did know.
So your father, David?
David Duke.
Was born in Ohio.
In Newcomers Town, Ohio. His father ran a livery station, and my father could ride a horse. He could take care of horses and knew about them. But when he was 19, he left home to go to Cincinnati to go into business, to be an accountant. And his father, Samuel, had the livery, and I, they may have had a store as well. You know, there's a great deal of history learned by finding old accounts. You find out a woman bought a lot of diaper material a certain year. That was the year so-and-so's child was born, things like that. And I remember one time when we left to visit my grandmother, Dad took me someplace and we got a Surrey. We drove around, yeah, it was a Surrey, not a Sulky. And we stopped somewhere and had gingerbread and buttermilk. Dad liked the buttermilk. I wouldn't drink it, but I liked the gingerbread. My grandmother had a cistern, C-I-S-T-E-R-N, which was a well house down where they kept the stuff cold during the summer. And they lived near a lake, a little pond, and I can remember his taking me out on a rowboat and getting beautiful water lilies for me. Pulled them up out of the lake.
But he was born in 1871, and your mother was born in 1877.
Yes.
In Atlanta.
Yeah.
So how did they get here? And where?
They were both down in Cuba, in Havana.
Both.
And Dad was selling gas steam radiators for Clow, C-L-O-W, Clow gas steam radiators. He was the business representative. My mother was a secretary in the to Colonel, let's see, Major Evans and Colonel Runcie, for whom David, Uncle Dave, was named. David Evans Runcie, Bradford. So that my mother was a secretary to Major Evans and Colonel Runcie. And she went to a dance the Americans were giving, and she met my father, and they fell in love. They claimed that because she could speak Spanish, she would take him over to the dry cleaners to get his clothing out of the cleaners. And she would speak Spanish and talk to him. He said after they got married, then he never had enough money for two suits, so he didn't need that. She claimed she married him because he could button the buttons down the back of her dress.
You asked them why they married?
No, they used to make these cracks up. And she said after he began to button the buttons, and after he'd gone 30 or so, he'd say, what do I do with the top buttons that are left over? So she knew that their marriage would be a failure on account of not being able to do the two things that they had married each other for. Also, they claim they went and had two ceremonies. They had to have a religious ceremony.
They didn't get married in Cuba.
In Cuba.
They stayed, so they were residents.
They were married in Cuba. They were not residents.
How long had they been there?
They'd been there about a year, I guess.
Each of them, roughly.
And then within 6 months or so, they moved to Chicago after that.
that was an unusual place for people to be.
1900? Yes, it was.
It was a U.S. colony or something?
Well, it was the Army of Occupation, and I don't know where my mother went. Oh, well, I don't know why Dad went down to sell gas stoves to people in Cuba, but they bought them, so it's a good thing.
So they were both a bit adventuresome. I mean, that was something that they...
Slightly. At one time, and I don't know when, whether it was before they were married or after, he went out to Montana to see about getting land. And he tells me some wonderful stories about Montana.
So they were married in roughly...
In 1902, I think they were married. And my brother...